Meanwhile, the Indonesian carrier Lion Air is putting a hold on deliveries of several new 737 MAX 8 planes. Lion Air already had concerns about the plane since an identical MAX 8 nosedived into the Java Sea last October, killing 189 people on board. Our Indonesia correspondent Anne Barker reports.
As Indonesia's fastest-growing airline, Lion Air is one of Boeing's biggest customers. It has orders on its books for 218 MAX 8 planes worth around $22 billion US dollars. Four of those were to be delivered this year, starting in April. But now that delivery has been suspended until Lion Air knows for sure what caused October's crash in Indonesia. We're asking Boeing and the National Transport Safety Committee to wait for the investigation to be finished, says Daniel Putut, Lion Air's managing director. So we're suspending delivery of several planes that were due this year because we want to know the root cause of that crash. In the months after the MAX 8 plane plunged into the Java Sea, Lion Air's owner, in fact, was examining the possibility of cancelling every one of those orders because he was reportedly angry that Boeing had blamed Lion Air for the crash. Clearly, that cancellation didn't go ahead. It may not have been legally or financially possible, and reports at the time suggested aircraft manufacturers rarely allow for such cancellations. But Sunday's plane crash in Ethiopia has revived Lion Air's concerns, and the airline isn't predicting what it may do beyond this delivery suspension. We're calling it a review, Daniel Putut says, not yet a cancellation. I emphasise it's not yet a cancellation. Ethiopia is now weighing whether to cancel its own order of MAX 8s, at least until the first results from the investigation into Sunday's crash. But not all experts agree the MAX 8 is necessarily flawed. One aviation specialist, Michael Planey, says it's wrong to make rash decisions.
There aren't enough data points now to pinpoint to a cause that would say that just this aircraft is flawed. We are seeing things that are concerning. They are worthy of investigation, but we just don't have data right now that says we could alleviate this problem with this particular aircraft because we don't know what the specific problem was.
The black boxes from last Sunday's crash will be sent to Europe for analysis, but it could be months before final results are known. This is Anne Barker in Jakarta for AM.